welcome to the first ever episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. In today's episode, we're going to discuss six phrasal verbs using the verb go. These are go by, go back on, go for, go into, go without, and go under.
The first phrasal verb is go by. This phrasal verb has three meanings. The first meaning is when time passes. For example, this past year has gone by so fast.
Well, for me, this past year has not gone by so fast with all these COVID restrictions.
The second meaning is to base an opinion on something or to be guided by something, such as, it's not a good idea to go by appearances because they can be deceiving. And the final meaning is the name someone identifies with. For example, my name is Anna, but I often go by Annie with my friends and family.
And our next phrasal verb is go back on. This one only has one meaning, which is to not keep a promise. For example, you can't trust Sam. He always goes back on his promises.
The third phrasal verb is go for. This has one meaning, which is to compete and try to achieve something. For example, there are four teams going for the gold medal right now.
Our next one is go into. This one has three meanings. Our first meaning is to discuss something in detail. For example, I would like to talk about last weekend, if you don't mind going into it.
Or when you're having an argument with your boyfriend and you say, I don't want to go into this right now.
So that happens a lot to you, Anna?
No comment.
Our second definition is to start working in a certain field of work. For example, I never thought I would go into teaching.
But look where we are now.
Exactly. And our last definition is for one thing to collide into something else. For example, I couldn't stop my car and I went into the ditch.
Our next phrasal verb is go without. It has two meanings. The first meaning is to live without something you want or need. For example, I can't go without coffee.
Absolutely not.
Or something that we can't have access to, you could say, I guess we'll just have to go without it. The next meaning is when you think you are saying something obvious. For example, it goes without saying that this is a secret.
Ooh, what secret are you keeping? And our last phrasal verb for this episode is go under. Here we have two definitions. The first one is for a business to fail, such as, do you think our company will go under?
I really hope not.
And our final definition of today's episode is to become unconscious when a doctor gives you anaesthetic. For example, is it possible to go under for this procedure?
And that's it for today's episode, our first ever episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. We really hope you liked it, and it goes without saying that if you could give us a subscribe or a like, we would really appreciate it, and that will help our business from going under.
Thanks for listening today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.